Harwell blasts into space. Congratulations, you've reached the final stop on the Harwell Heritage Trail. So prepare to lift off as we introduce you to the space cluster at Harwell. This comprises of a group of over 100 companies and other organisations dedicated to space-related exploration and technologies, which have grown up over the last 20 years around RAL Space, part of the Science and Technology Facilities Council and the UKRI's Space Hub. Look out for the European Space Agency, ESA, with the colourful flags in front of the building, which opened in 2015. ESA formed part of the Rosetta space mission, which remotely chased the Jupiter family comet 67P, Churyumov-Gerasimenko, for 10 years, successfully orbiting and eventually landing on it. In November 2014, Rosetta's lander, Philae, was deployed to the comet's surface to conduct a data-gathering exercise, and in August 2015, the mission ended with a controlled landing on the comet's surface. Harwell has the largest cluster of key space organisations in the UK, and famous names include the Satellite Applications Catapult, Thales Alenia Space, Open Cosmos, Oxford Space Systems and Astroscale. On the opposite side of the road is the Space Test and Calibration Facility, R100. And looking back from where you are now, you will see RAL Space's National Satellite Test Facility, providing large-scale space test capabilities. These organisations are engaged in a wide range of activities, from collecting space debris, space junk, out in space, to Earth observation, gathering climate change data, tracking weather patterns, measuring ocean temperatures, identifying penguin colonies, and gathering ice melt statistics. Satellites send information back to Earth from space about everything from weather conditions to where we're located, GPS navigation, and our favourite satellite TV programmes, so are very important. They can be very large or smaller, such as CubeSats, the size of a washing machine. Satellites are also used to protect marine conservation reserves to prevent overfishing, vital to communities relying on food sustainability.